He's got a mic, and he's in a mood. Buckle up, Buttercup. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. How you doing today? Oh, that's too bad. Well, we're going to have some fun. Sit back, relax. I'll take it from here. You just shut up, and I'll take it from here. I got this one. I got it. Hey, what are you doing? Nothing? Me too. I think I've gained a few pounds. I'm not sure. I'm scared to step on the scale. It's not that I'm scared to see what my weight is. It's just stepping on the scale, man. You gotta like step up on it. It's a lot of effort. I think I'm getting really, really, really lazy now. I was lazy before. I think now I'm really, 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 throw another really in there, really lazy. Now I have a list of things that I can do inside, and I'm not doing them at all because I'm lazy, which is who I am. Okay, so here's like what I did yesterday. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. It's not funny. Here's what I did yesterday. I did the laundry. Oh my God. Who does that? Who does the laundry? Seriously? You just wear clothes that you don't care. There's nobody coming over. Who cares if you stink? But I did the laundry anyway. It was a very good feeling. It was like taking a shower. I felt very, very clean and fluffy. It felt very fluffy. So anyway, so here's, that's enough music. Thank you. I've talked about this before, but it happened again. I lost 3 socks and I don't know how that happened. I put them in the washing machine. They tumbled around. They took a little ride. They took a little ride in my washing machine, and I could see them tumbling around. They were having a good time, man. They were like jumping on top of each other like little kids in the park. They were just having a great time in that washing machine and they were bonding with my other clothes. They have a certain affection toward my underpants for some reason. They seem to want to tumble near my underpants. I don't know what that's about. I'm not going there. That's up to the socks and the underpants. I don't judge. So I take them out of the washing machine and I throw them into the dryer. It's a short trip. It's about 3 feet away. And I think they all made it. I really do. And I checked the drum. My mother, God rest her soul, wherever she is. I think she's in the basement in the closet. I'm not sure. I think that's where I left her. My mother always used to say, Ron, when you do the laundry, when you grow up and do the laundry, check the drum. And I don't understand what that means. Check the drum in the washing machine, spin it around, make sure there's no clothes lingering in there, because if you don't, you're going to have lingering clothes. And oh my God, I don't want that. I certainly don't want that. Thanks, Mom. So she gave birth to me and she raised me and all that, but I think the most important thing she told me was to check my drum after I do the wash. So I transferred the load. There's a phrase I thought I'd never say out loud. What'd you do yesterday? I transferred the load. Okay, I don't know what that means, but I hope it's laundry. It was. And everybody made it out of the washer. I checked the drum, just like Mom said. And I got everything into the dryer, and I started the dryer, and I went about my business of being lazy for about 50 minutes. And I came back, and the dryer made a little sound, and it tells me that that it's finished. It communicates with me. So I open up the dryer, and I get everything out of the dryer. And again, my mother, check the drum of the dryer. Make sure there's nothing sticking to the walls of that drum. And I did. And I put all the stuff in the laundry basket, and I started to separate it and fold it in order to put it away. And I realized, oh my God, I've lost three socks. I don't know where they went. I checked outside to see if they tried to escape. You know, things happen. Socks, man, socks don't want to be there. Socks want to run. They want to flee. I don't know what the problem is with socks. And then they stick to other things so that they can get out, you know? And that's why they play around with the underpants. Hey, we're gonna get out of here. I'm sick of being on this guy's foot all the time. It's disgusting. This guy doesn't wash his feet. Gotta get out of here, Bernie. I tell you what, we're gonna go in the dryer, we're gonna attach ourselves to his underpants. And when he's not looking, we're gonna run. We're gonna make a run for it. I think that's what happens. And I checked all my underpants. There are no socks in there. No, there's no socks in there. I checked everything. I checked my T-shirts, everything. There were no socks. Static cling is how the socks make it out. I don't know where they went. They totally disappeared like a magic act. I don't know where they go. You're not supposed to go anywhere, socks. You're supposed to stay in the house like everybody else. And they never show up. They never show up again. They're mates. They can't be mated. They can't be because one of the socks are missing. It's very sad. Can you imagine being a sock and you go to get washed, you go to take a little shower or something or a bath. And then you come out, and your mate is missing. It's gone. Your mate is. What does that say? Didn't you want to be my sock mate? No, I didn't. As soon as I could get out of there, I ran for it. You abandoned your sock mate. You were supposed to be sock mates for life. So what do? You mate the sock up with another sock that looks similar. It's not the same pair. You know it's not the same pair. The stitching is just a little bit different, and you know it. But you say, what the hell? I can't have this sock being alone for the rest of its sock life. We're going to have to mate it with a different sock. We're going to have to do some crossbreeding. It's sad. It's very, very sad. All alone, mating for life, but not this time, Mr. Sock. Your mate is gone. I don't know where it went. I'm so sorry. I'll find you another sock someday, so you can shove yourself into my shoes. But for now, I don't know where your mate is. I've checked everywhere. The drums, the floor, inside other clothing. The sock is gone. Saw an opportunity and took it. But I know that someday those socks will be mated in heaven. Yes, I believe that someday when I go to heaven, and of course when you go to heaven, there's an escalator. I don't know, that's what they do in the movies. I understand how that works. And you get to heaven and there's your socks. You're reunited with all your missing socks. Yeah, you know, they say that you're reunited with your family. Ugh. No, you're reunited with your socks. Millions of them over the years. Yesterday, I went to have a bowl of cereal in the kitchen. I took out my Cheerios. I like Cheerios. They're round. I get it. It's like a geometric kind of quiz for me, cereal-wise. And I went to the refrigerator to get some milk, and on the milk carton, on the back of the milk carton was a picture of my missing sock. That's weird. Okay. Today we have a new person. Stephanie Moncada joins us. She is someone that I've known for a little while, and she's crazy, man. She's crazy. Not quite as crazy as I am, but in her own way, probably more so. And we're going to check in with her and see how life is going for her. Now, I'm up in Boston, Massachusetts, in the Boston area, and she's in Rhode Island. And let's check in with her. Hi, Steph.
Hi.
What you doing?
Do you want the honest truth?
I don't know. Okay.
Making a peanut butter and fluff sandwich.
Oh, my God. It's been a while since I've had one of those things.
They get your teeth super stuck, so I'm not a fan of them, but my stepson is.
Whatever. So now you're in the Rhode Island, general greater Rhode Island area, right?
I am in the capital.
In the capital. The capital of the United States or of Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Okay. And now I had noticed that you were doing some very creative things to keep busy. Yesterday, what I did was I cleaned my floors. I swept them and then I washed them and I wrote it down in a book, and that was my day, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet. Not that crazy. I'm more doing into challenges. I don't think cleaning is a challenge.
No, but okay. I had read in a national magazine that you actually did a challenge with hot sauce, was it, or hot spicy foods?
It was the package said it was a low spice Samyang challenge from Korea, and it's spicy noodles, Korean spicy noodles.
Oh.
And the challenge came out, like, I think it was like 2 years ago. I was like super afraid of it, and I was waiting for like, I don't know what they call it, like the level of spiciness to go down and not make one so hot.
I see.
So I bought one of the least spiciest ones, and it contained cheese.
Yes.
And that was wild. It wasn't least spicy at all. I mean, if I was going to die, I should just have the original one. But
right. So you had to buy a number of them at different spice levels?
Well, they have different spice levels, but I didn't. There's no way I was going to go to the
okay.
to the maximum, which I feel like a wimp because that's what everyone did two uh-huh. years ago. So I was like, let me try this out, and then it was. I don't want to say a complete fail because it was good. It's just my tongue was dying for a couple of hours.
Yeah, you probably had to have a lot of water around. I'm not understanding. Is this like a taco thing, or is it just the sauce itself?
Well, from my understanding of it, I was watching a little bit of YouTube videos before I did it. It's like dry noodles. It's kind of like a lo mein.
Yes.
So then they give you the package, and then you soak the, you cook the noodles in like water, and then you dry them out, leave a little bit of the water in. And then the package that it comes with has the hot sauce in it.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, this can't be bad. It has cheese in it. Like, what the, you know.
Yeah,
let's try
sure.
And it was suicide.
Well, so did you survive and everything, or did you have damage?
No, I did, with 2 cups of ice later. And then I had soy milk because I'm lactose. And then I heard that soy milk makes it 10 times worse. And I'm like, nobody told me. I'm like, soy milk, really? I'm like, I mean, I don't even know if that's true. They're probably just messing with me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't understand how that would make a difference. And how are you supposed to know?
I know. I mean, no one in the video, all the YouTube videos, no one even drank anything.
Yeah.
I was like watching them and I was sweating. I was like, wow. I'm like, you guys are like my idols right now, because I had the cheese one. My friends were telling me, oh, my kids eat those all the time. I'm like, your kids? What are they, Godzilla?
Have you tried the Skype thing? Not an eating thing, but have you tried to use Skype to get together with your friends, like, virtually?
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else.
I know.
Yeah.
I know you did. That's why I started explaining immediately.
Yeah, you can definitely make some money on Skype. Yeah. But no, because I actually don't miss them yet like that. I'm enjoying the, I know. I don't know if they ever heard me tell me pretty sad.
That is funny.
I don't miss them yet like that. Yeah, and they all, yeah. You know, they always have more, they have more kids than I do. I just have one and my stepson's right. here right now.
Right.
But they would be like literally monkeys jumping on the bed if I were yeah. to talk to them on Skype. So it wouldn't even be worth it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I haven't reached that point either where I'm desperate. I'm in the enjoyment stage, oddly enough. Well, I mean, just in the sense that I don't have to deal with people that I don't want to deal with. Everybody always says to me, "Hey, let's get together for lunch or let's go out for a drink," and I have to say, I have gas. I have to make something up. But now I don't have to make up gas stories. I can just say, you know, I obviously don't even ask. You can't do that. So
I know
it's nice because when it's over, then I'll be happy to do that, you know. But not now. This is my vacation.
It is. But I feel like more it's like the prohibition. Like I don't know. Like why can't I just go grab a drink? Why is it illegal to go to the bar? I don't know.
Well, because you know why.
I know.
You know, I obviously know why. You gotta enjoy things for what they are. I just wish financially this wasn't horrific, but otherwise. I don't mind it for a little while. I have been watching YouTube and all these challenges that they have. Some of them are a little bizarre, but they just look like fun. But you have to have someone over to do the challenge usually, you know, for that. And that gets very sketchy. Do you have family members coming over?
No, yeah. I don't have any family here. Uh-huh. Just like mom, my dad. Well, my dad doesn't live there anymore.
Uh-huh.
And my brother tried to sneak down, but he lives in Boston. And he was like, maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah,
but I felt like he was going to get stuck here and never go back. I'm like, John, it's Mass and Rhode Island, not Mexico. It's Texas. Like, come on, really?
Yeah, the border patrol here is really difficult between Massachusetts and Rhode Island.
Literally, is really what he said to me. He's like, I don't want to get stuck. I'm like, are you serious?
I'm
like, okay.
You can always walk home. That's crazy.
Right?
That's ridiculous. You know. Yeah. Also, I used to start drinking at 3 o'clock. Now I've bumped it back to 5.
Because... Oh, what do you think's in my coffee mug right now?
not in the morning.
It's a bootleg sangria.
Yeah. Well, you know, how else do you get through this stuff? I mean, seriously, it's all right. I think it's great.
It is. I'm actually leaning more towards I love it, but it's the homeschooling part that's driving me a little bit.
That's a component that I see. Stephanie and I are not the same age. She's like 3 hours earlier, I believe it is.
So, if hours were decades, yes.
Ouch. So yeah, you're going through the homeschooling thing. I don't know. I might find that a little bit fun, but I guess I don't know what they're talking about in school anymore, so it must be a little foreign sometimes.
Let me tell you, Ron, you're definitely probably a lot smarter than I am. I got geometry to deal with, and I'm like, I didn't even get to geometry in high school because I was so bad. So I'm like, I skipped it. I didn't want to tell her that. Because,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. Well, she would listen to this. No, but she's the one going to school. Shouldn't she be explaining this to you?
Oh, my God. That's what I said.
Yeah. So, you know, that might be a great learning tool to say, you know, I don't know anything about geometry. Tell me all about it. And in doing so, they would feel empowered. And I think that might be a good thing.
It did start off like that, but I think, you know how kids are. Yeah. She's like, yeah, my mom will do my homework for me. And I'm over here like, no. Yeah. I did my time in high school.
Did my time. You sound like some kind of a criminal, which I guess it is. You know, I don't understand why geometry is important because I think of every day of my life and how many times I use geometry, and it's like none.
Really? She says that to me all the time, and I'm like, I'm sure you're going to use it somewhere. I don't know.
But
I don't work for NASA. And she's like, no.
Well, if you work for NASA, then I guess you're going to have to go to college first and get a NASA education. So I don't understand what we need this for right now. It's like, why even math? You know, why we got calculators and everything's computer. I don't understand.
Sorry, you heard the ice in the background over here. I'm over here like trying to quietly get ice, and it was probably like super loud. It's like an explosive.
No, it's good. It filled the room, so it's fine. Yeah. Have you been doing any? Stephanie is a great cook, by the way. She does all these cultural dishes, and I can't even pronounce the names of them. Have you been doing a lot of cooking?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Well, it's more like when I tell my boyfriend, it's not that I'm a great cook. It's just when I learn something that I know how to cook it, I'm going to stick to that and just do it forever. Like, I'm not really good at Italian food, and I would love to learn, but
so
I'm not.
Easy. It's so easy.
And people tell me it's so easy, but I'm not a person who also cheats, so I like scratch recipes. So when I meet people who tell me it's easy, I'm like, why? Because you go buy a ragu? Like, no. I want like a legit recipe from scratch. But I have made a couple of Cambodian dishes and Thai dishes this whole week. I bought some flour tortillas to fry up some chips later on in the week. I'm trying to space it out because I swear I've already gained 7 pounds in the matter of 7 days.
Yeah. Do you have a park nearby or something?
Well, I wanted to go, but after my brother told me that you know, we couldn't go outside, I was like, I can't go to the park.
Oh, no, brother. Is this the one who lives in Massachusetts?
Yeah, you know, I already know.
I apologize for that. Yeah, I know. No, you can walk around the block. You just can't go where other people are, you know, are around. I don't think the kid can go on the playground thing because other kids would go. But you can walk, or you can walk through a park. You can like take a walk. That's encouraged, as a matter of fact. But you stay away from other people. They would stay away from you anyway. I mean, I don't mean that in a nasty way. I'm just saying they know the deal. But I walk every day. I've never walked in my life. Now I'm walking every day, probably about a mile through, you know, a little woods or you know, a greenery park or something. Yeah, I've.
Are you walking a big giant pit bull or what are you walking with?
No, you are.
I know, my little fat dog. He hasn't gotten too many walks because I've been scared to go outside.
No, it's not that. You just got to stay away from the people. That's all. Yeah, and you can't go to store. Yeah. I got to read up on that. Oh, yeah. That's I have to get out of the indoor thing every once in a while. So I just go outside and I'll walk around the block and go back inside. That's enough.
You know what I've been doing a lot, and it's a little like weird because I already know you're going to laugh at me.
Yeah.
I literally caught myself last night watching Bewitched with a crossword puzzle, and then earlier that day I was bird watching. I'm like, how old am I? 30 or like what?
No, it's you're way beyond 30. You're like
on my soul.
Your soul is like surpassed me. I think.
Look, I take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Why? Because my soul is so young. Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, see, a soul is means experience and common sense, as far as I'm concerned. An old soul means that you appreciate everything, not just the things in your spectrum. You experience and appreciate everything.
No, it's true.
That's what that means. So that's like a step higher in the order of humanity.
I believe it. Yeah. I literally found out I had blue jays in I don't know if they're canaries. No, they're definitely not canaries. Cardinals.
Uh-huh.
In one of the trees. I was like, oh my God, there's birds here. I literally didn't even know.
See, that's what I'm talking about. As horrible as this is financially and otherwise, it is a time of discovery and slow down and opening the eyes and seeing things you never saw before. I think it's fantastic, especially when you drink more. You can see a lot of things.
Yeah, but you know why I'm lucky? Because I know how to make my own drink. Imagine those who can. Oh, my Lord. I have everything here. Shakers, sugars.
You're all set. I mean, you're good. That's crazy.
Totally
good. Yeah, I've been cooking up a storm, and I love it. And I've seen some of your dishes online there, and they look good enough to eat right off the page. Really very nice.
That's so kind of you. Yeah. I do try my best. Presentation is my thing.
Yeah, I make believe I'm doing a cooking show when I'm cooking, and I'm not. But I actually verbalize it. It's okay, and I'm going to take some olives and put them in the salad, and I think I'm going crazy. But I say it as I'm doing it. And then I think, yeah, Skype. I downloaded Skype yesterday. I'm not too familiar with. I used to do live broadcasts. And it was a while ago. But so I downloaded the Skype again, and I'm able to talk to people in their houses, and I feel like now I'm connecting a little bit just by seeing how lousy they dress.
You're hysterical. Have you seen the YouTube videos? Well, not videos, but the posts that are coming up of people's meetings on the Skype, and they're forgetting to block the camera, which is funny because I thought the camera was always on. But I was talking to my brother about it. He's like, no, like sometimes it doesn't turn on. I'm like, I don't understand. If you're on a video conference, the camera has to automatically on.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, there's so many people getting caught without putting tape over it at least. And they're doing crazy things. I'm like, really? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, do you have a laptop?
I have a laptop. Oh, okay. But everyone that I saw on the, like, the jokes were all laptop users. And I'm like, really? Yeah, well, that is true. Yeah. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why would you just get a laptop?
Well, I thought the camera comes on automatically. And if you don't want to be seen, you have to put the tape over the little camera dot thing, you know, because you can be seen. But I thought that was the idea of it. I'm just supposed to do that.
And my brother said too. He's like, "There's a rule: you never flush the toilet." And I'm like, "I mean, I get it, and I don't get it."
What?
And then he was like, "Yeah." He was like, "On video conference, you don't flush the toilet." And I'm like, "I mean, yes,
okay."
You know what I mean? Like, I get it. But then he was like, "Oh, I was on conference with like 10 other people. So one texted me to dare me to do it. So I did it." And I'm like, "You really, really? You're 38 years old doing a dare flush of the toilet on a conference call.
You have to be dared to flush a toilet on a conference call? Is that a challenge? Is that the new challenge?"
That was. And he was like, "Yo, I did it." And I'm like, "You were that proud to flush a toilet on a conference call."
Oh, my God. Oh, that's, see, this can go too far, and I think it just has. That doesn't make sense. That's not good.
I know, and I feel it for them, but you know what? They're stuck behind the computer all day at home. They need some weird, I guess you can say, challenge to do on a conference call.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Hey, do you think that there's going to be a baby boom in December?
Oh, I had this argument with him the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, not going back to, but the little bit that I know the baby boom happened because of the war when they came back and all that stuff. I do know that, a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And because, you know, I love history, but don't ask me anything because I can't memorize. But I do absolutely think so, but I hope not, just because of the fact that this is called a, you know, pandemic. You know, my paranoia, you know, I'm super paranoid.
Sure.
So I don't know how that's going to go down in the future. So I would hope not because I don't want beautiful souls in here. It's just more because I'd rather them come into a safe world and what we have right now.
Yeah. I think the message is, but people don't realize this, is that if you're going to do that, do it safely because that's, you know, but see, back then at the end of World War II, there wasn't a lot of that condom stuff going around, I don't think. And people wanted to start families because they were, the guys were away for so long.
Yeah,
so
they were so behind.
So it's different. Well, they wanted, you were in the bunker too long. But they wanted to start families. I don't think now people are walking around saying, "Oh, this is horrible. Let's start a family." It might be a little bit different. So your argument is actually very accurate. It's a different reason for it. So
is a different reason, and I do feel like I saw someone post, they were like, "I better not get 27 baby shower invitations."
Yes.
Your answer would have been, "You have 27 friends, but with me."
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, to me, 27 shower invitations means a lot of money has to be spent for gifts. So it's not
right. I don't know. Everybody's getting diapers and wipes because, you know, that's what they took off the shelf. I mean, I was like, really, people like that.
So what do you do? All right. Yeah, I don't know. Well, we're making it through okay. I'm gonna check with you every once in a while and see how you're doing and get some more ideas and tips and see what you're doing with the challenges.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep them going because I gotta stay, I don't know, sane, I guess you can say.
Okay. All right. Hey, stay clean.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Gentlemen, have you ever been in the mood for a nice knish or maybe bagel in the schmear? But you're also in the mood for some exotic dancing? You can't find those in the same place. Until now. I'm Moishe Kaufman, inviting you to come visit us at Moishe's Knish and Strippers, the area's first genuine kosher deli and titty bar. Come in and rock out with your locks out and check out our dancers. These girls are so nice, your plots. And they're all certified kosher. Maybe not the kind of girl you bring home to mother, but once you see Delia fold a dollar bill without using her hands, you won't care what mom thinks. Look, Bubby, you're in a strip club. That alone is enough to kill her, so live a little. Every Thursday, don't miss our buns and brisket buffet from noon to 6. Moishe's Knish and Strippers is closed on the Sabbath. Hey, we might be a little unorthodox, but we're not heathens.
Good boy. Hey, subscribe to the show. You get nothing for it, but it doesn't cost you anything either. But let's build up our little community of fun, shall we? And you can also reach us by going to ronvandamshow@gmail.com. That's ronvandamshow@gmail.com. I only respond to nice people. Join us every weekday, by the way. We're all over the place. We're still doing it, and we're going to entertain you through this whole thing. You can go to iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Radio Public, YouTube, the Podbean Network, that's our host, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Player FM, Podbay, and many other platforms, including various radio stations across the country. Thank you so much for keeping us viable in this time of great need. Okay, I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, well, yes, I wish you peace. Keep laughing, keep smiling. That's what it's about.